welcome to another episode of It's a 90s Christmas Podcast, the podcast that's bringing you back to those magical Christmas mornings as a kid. I am one of your hosts, Lyle Perez.
And I'm your other host, Lasse Vogt.
Lasse, how you doing?
Not good.
No? No? Why not?
It has to do with the episode we're talking about today.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to say something like, it has to do with staying at your house, man. Those dogs are terrible.
No. I like your house. I like the environment. Everything's fine.
Yeah, for those of you who missed last week, Lasse is here in America, and he's staying at my house for a few, so we are trying to do things the correct way when it comes to having a host. We're right next to each other. I can poke him if I wanted to.
Oh, I dare you. I double dare you.
Oh, no thanks. So yeah, we just finished enjoying a nice meal at Carl's Jr., and we ended up watching a... I don't know what to call it, but we ended up watching this Christmas show. I don't want to say that. I don't think we mentioned it this month yet, but in October, we were trying to do Christmas-related stuff, but with scary stuff, maybe, for Halloween.
Yeah.
So I tried.
Or supernatural stuff, because I wouldn't call Sabrina scary.
Yeah, I mean, last week we did Sabrina. Witches, Halloween, whatever.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft stuff. But we also did The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is, you know, Halloween, Christmas, maybe. next week we do have another kind of, sort of, maybe. but we have that lined up. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because you have to come back next week. But in this episode, I decided, you know what? The X-Files, that was kind of scary. Let me see if they had a Christmas episode. And I was excited. And I said, hey, Lasse, I found that other episode that we can do for October. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And then that was it.
Yep. And here we are.
Here we are. So we set off to Carl's Jr., Hardee's, if you are in the East Coast. And I said, Lasse, let's get some food. Let's watch this X-Files together. No notes, because I don't think we're going to need notes. And let's do this. And he said, okay. And then we watched it.
And our souls were crushed.
And then I thought, what in the world did we watch?
Something not good.
Oh my goodness, okay.
The first words I said when the episode was over were... this sucked.
I looked over and Lasse had this blank look on his face. And I was like, Lasse, are you having a heart attack, buddy? Okay, let's start from the beginning. So we watched an X-Files episode. It was the episode is called How the Ghosts Stole Christmas. It was from season 6, episode 6. The episode originally aired on December 13th, 1998. I don't think we're going to give you a full run through of what the X-Files was, because it was pretty popular. I don't remember watching it as a kid. The only thing I really do remember about the X-Files is Gillian Anderson. That's about it.
And the music, of course.
Oh, the music too. The theme is extremely iconic.
Yeah, it's now the illumination theme, like the Illuminati.
Yeah,
theme on the internet. The melody is a big meme now.
Yeah, it was a very creepy in a way. Yeah, I mean, I have seen the first season of the X-Files. I don't know if you've seen much of the X-Files, Lasse, but I really did enjoy the first season.
I didn't watch much of it. I remember much more of the parodies. I told you before we recorded that on Castle, they did a nice parody of that, because I'm a big fan of Castle. They did some other stuff. I'm sure they did something on The Simpsons with them. I actually think they cameoed on The Simpsons.
Yeah, they did. They came on when Homer saw, he thought he saw an alien. It was Mr. Burns.
Yeah. was... but one of my problems is I just really am not a fan of David Duchovny. I'm not.
No, I thought he was okay in this episode.
I don't think actually I find him that insufferable on this show, but anywhere else I've seen him.
No, I don't get this character. Like, I remember watching the first season, and he's like gung-ho when it comes to all of the weird stuff. Gillian Anderson is the one who's more or less...
the rational?
Yeah. She's the sane one, and he's just, like, way off the top. But this show was really popular. It aired for 11 seasons, 218 episodes, and I think it came back recently.
Who knows? I mean, it was Supernatural before Supernatural existed.
Don't get me started on Supernatural, man. That show should have ended, like, after season 3, maybe?
I have some friends who are big, big fans of Supernatural.
Oh, man. Are you a big Supernatural fan?
I mean, I watched a couple of episodes of the first season, and I enjoyed it for what it was.
Hmm.
But it's not like something I'm totally obsessing over. I'm just like, hey, this is a fun concept. I like the actors so far. It's fine, but it's not something I stuck around for very long. But I have some fans who are I have some friends who are just I have one friend who is both hugely into that show and also Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
and she tried to talk me both into that of those shows, and I was like, hey, yeah, this is fine, but it's not really my thing so much. So. Yeah, whatever. But the average, even like the worst episode of Supernatural was scarier than this.
Yeah, this wasn't scary at all. I was confused through most of it. But before we get into that, the show originally was released from September 10th, 1993 to May 19th, 2002. And then, yep, there was a revival January 21st, 2016. And that one ended March 21st, 2018, which was a few months ago.
Wow.
I didn't see any of them. I just remember hearing about it. And then I thought, I wonder what Gillian Anderson looks like now. So I tuned in for like 5 minutes. And I was like, well, yeah, still hot.
Yeah, I mean, she's certainly a pretty woman. And in this one too, of course. But I was excited when in the credits I saw Edward Asner's name,
mm-hmm.
because I like him. Every time I see that name, I just see the old man from Up.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode only had 4 people in it. It's like they threw this in to kind of a filler, maybe. It didn't seem like there was 0 point, or it felt like there was 0 point to this episode.
They're trying to make it meaningful.
Yeah, and I don't know. There was only 4 people. It was David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, Lily Tomlin, and Edward Asner. And that's it.
Yep, that's it. I'm sorry if I sound a little less enthusiastic than normal, dear people, but actually this was watching this episode was kind of a soul-crushing experience.
Yeah, well, okay, let me give you a quick synopsis so you kind of know what this story was supposed to be about. The name of the episode is How the Ghost Stole Christmas. I'm pretty sure that's a play on The Grinch movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Mulder and Scully find themselves trapped in a haunted house with 2 ghosts who are determined to prove just how lonely the holiday can be. I didn't get that at all. And that would have been a good episode to watch.
I mean, you get that because they spell it out several times. This is like written for idiots.
It's like they tried, like, it's giving me a headache just thinking about it. It's like they tried to make it something more than it really was. If they would have not like had the room was closing in on them, like they couldn't get out of the room, like we were eating and we were watching that scene, and immediately I yelled out, of course they're in the same room, of course they go through the door and they're back into the same room. We started coming up with different
scenarios,
and we were 100% wrong. Yeah, on each one.
All of our scenarios were better.
Yes, that would have been a better show to watch. It would have been better if Mulder was hallucinating through the entire thing and he was seeing the ghosts. That would have been better than what we got, because honestly they were both hallucinating in that whole thing. The whole thing was a hallucination.
It's kind of like The Shining in a way, because you can approach The Shining on 2 different, like the Kubrick movie, on two different ways. Like once, like it's all in the head of Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually the ghosts are real, and for the longest time it seems like it's all in his head, but there's something supernatural going on because something lets him out of a freezer at the end and she starts seeing the ghosts as well, or maybe the madness is just getting to her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still something to interpret into. It's not 100% certain with all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But in this, and it's like they tried going for that approach a little bit, but it's just... just like I said, I can't even find another word saying that this was freaking terrible.
It made no sense. Like that's the whole thing. If they would have kept it straightforward, like this is what's happening. It's not a dream sequence. It's not them hallucinating. If it was like an actual straightforward thing, it would have been a lot better.
Actually, because the credits said written, directed by, so it was just one guy, but it didn't feel like that at all. It felt like one of those things you did in school where you were starting a story, writing on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and then you hand it over to another kid, and he starts continuing the story, and it goes in a totally different direction. Hmm. Like, for example, one kid writes like, and the princess went down the stairs to the prince, turning over, and he hit her in the head with a shovel. And you know, it felt like that, just constantly pulling other stuff from anywhere, and it just constantly contradicting each other, and it was just like you said, it made no sense. It had no consistency, and this show's, or maybe just this episode's idea of horror, it's just constant lightning effects and thunder.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was constant lightning and thunder happening at the same time.
They couldn't even do like any sort of jump scare in a decent way.
Yeah, they did the first jump scare. I'm not gonna lie, kind of got me a little bit, but I think it was because I was reaching for a French fry, and it just popped up out of nowhere.
Was it the one where the ghostly woman appears behind
yes,
her?
Yes.
That actually got, because it was kind of a creepy image, and that happens very early on. So yes. It actually kind of like, it's false advertising in a way, but it draw too much attention to itself, because they shot it in a way where it was actually leaning towards you and was like, oh, why is there so much negative space besides her head?
Yeah, fine. But I mean, I don't know what else to say about this episode.
I can say some things.
Other than it was bad.
And Ed Asner was fun. I think both him and Lily Tomlin, sometimes she goes a little bit too over the top, mm-hmm. but you can tell that they are having fun, and they maybe grasp the concept a little bit better than the writer does.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know, because I just enjoy seeing Ed Asner in things, and he has been the best part of some movies I've seen him in. But in this, it's just they can't decide on what kind of concept they want to do. They just do one twist after the other. At one point, I was actually expecting them to wake up in their car, and it was all like it was all a dream approach. If that happened, then I would have torn apart something in this room, because that's just freaking lazy. But they didn't do that,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't even show us what they get each other for Christmas.
No, they didn't show us what they got each other.
But the format of the present he gave to Anderson was suspicious.
It was a little bit. Let's see. IMDb has a lot of like trivia and goofs on this episode. One of them is the ACLU as at the supposed time of Maurice and Linda's death, it was not called the ACLU. It was founded in 1917, and it was the National Civil Liberties Bureau. So apparently their dates were wrong on the episode. That's bad writing, bad research on the writing.
Frankly, my darling, I don't give a damn.
I don't care either. But there's another one that says, at the end of the show, when the camera pans towards the fireplace, you can clearly see that someone removing the carpet on the floor to make sure the dolly cam can make its turn.
Oh, wow. Didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that either. But usually the mistake that I see most in like sitcoms and shows is being able to see the microphone.
Yeah, you get that sometimes. You
can, what do they call that? A boom mic?
A boom mic, yeah.
Yeah, you can see that clearly.
Boom mic is visible. Classic goof.
There's more on here, but I mean, it doesn't seem interesting at all.
Just like the episode.
Just like the episode. I mean, I feel bad because this is supposed to be... It's a 90s Christmas podcast, and not It's a 90s Christmas I Hate This Episode podcast. But I guess we're not the only ones, or we are the only ones that apparently they didn't like it, because looking at IMDb and all of the user reviews, this episode got, I don't see it, but oh, it got 8.4 stars out of 10. How?
You can't trust IMDb reviews.
I can't trust anything, apparently, if they gave this an 8.4.
And I mean, if somebody likes it, like, I'm not judging at all. It's like different strokes for different folks. Like, maybe they just never seen a horror movie in their life and found it scary as hell.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this review, this who's this? M.W. Boswell said, a great holiday treat. My wife and I dated while watching The X-Files every Sunday evening during its original airing. We loved it. This Christmas theme episode is one of my favorite, especially the Mulder left cheek sneak line. That line probably flew over my head. We also just found out that its original air. Yeah, it's not even really talking about the episode. It's talking about the show itself. This is not to, review the show. It's to review the episode. Come on, Boswell.
Maybe he does that under every episode. Just writes the same paragraphs, except for like.
It's true, but there's 10 different reviews for this.
It's a one negative one. Just one. I mean, no, it's like 8.7.
The most. 9. The most negative one is 10. If you love Mulder and Scully, don't watch this episode. Finally, somebody that agrees with us.
It's 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 is the last one on the. On the list.
Okay.
Let's be clear. This episode is not bad. Oh, I have to disagree with that. Actually, it is even one of the best. But I really don't like it. I don't really like it either. So how could it be the best if us three didn't like it? I think that people who occasionally watch X-Files and love Mulder and Scully characters shouldn't watch this episode. Then why would it be one of the best?
I don't know. Because of the shock value? Because they shoot each other?
Yep, they go with the story is clever. No.
Because when you left Mulder and Scully, you don't want to see anything bad happen to them. So maybe in that regard, it's a bad episode for fans. Maybe it's meant that
way. But nothing happens to them. They're perfectly fine at the end.
But if you are a very unpredicting person, then you think they shot each other. Then it's like, oh, it's the last episode, apparently. I don't know.
Oh, this last line right here really does suit what I think about the episode. It's clear this episode is not an X-Files episode, which I can get behind, in which Mulder and Scully are not Mulder and Scully. So if it was... I think I probably would have liked it better if it was not... an X-Files episode, if it was like a standalone thing, would have been cooler. I would have had no connection to the characters.
It felt like a creepy pasta.
It did. But yeah, the user review is apparently
through the roof.
9 out of 10 liked it, and 2 out of 2 on It's a 90s Christmas podcast did not like it.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we don't want to come across negative on this show, but it's like it had to happen eventually. We had to stumble across something we didn't like on this show. So yeah. In this case, it's something that apparently a lot of people like, and I know the X-Files has a ton of fans. And it's just like, you know, I'm not judging anybody when it comes to this, but I'm just like, I can't get anything out of this. I got really frustrated with this. I got bored. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly boring.
Very boring.
It's boring. It's like, you know, you have a haunted house and you have a working fog machine.
Yeah, I noticed that immediately. I was like, where'd this fog come from?
Wasn't it scary?
Fog just doesn't show up like that.
You don't even get, like, are they real ghosts? Are they? And at the end, I think it's clear, okay, I guess they're real ghosts. But it doesn't make any sense. You don't get what these characters are supposed to be, mm-mm. who they are supposed to mm-mm. be. You just get little hints, and maybe that's why people like it, because they think it's clever for not telling us anything. But it's really frustrating when you have to, when you make, this is something you have to keep in mind with scary movies. You have to establish some kind of rules. You have to know what you are supposed to be afraid of. And when you are establishing an entity that pretty much can do anything it wants and constantly pull stuff out of nothing and just constantly one-up itself, then it's not scary eventually. Then it's just, okay, I guess it can do anything and I don't know where it's going. Like, you have to establish some rules. You have to have some boundaries. And they really don't in this.
Yeah. They don't at all. It seems like they just did this just because.
Oh, God.
A filler.
Yeah. Amir was getting, I was getting really frustrated and really angry at this episode, but
I was ready to just turn it off.
Yeah, I was noticing your look, and also I think during the last 10 minutes I was just like sunken with my head in my hands, and I was like, get this stupid thing over with. It's just,
I think it would have been better if we would have done commentary on this.
Yeah,
it probably would have been funnier because we were coming up with some pretty good lines as the show was on.
Riffing on, because yeah, that's one thing I said to you about, was it like halfway through or maybe like 15 minutes in? Uh-huh. I was because this is supposed to be a Christmas episode, and they hammered over your head by just constantly playing "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
There was no Christmas.
That is pretty much the only indicator. This is as much a Christmas episode as Iron Man 3 is a Christmas film. but I was mentioning to him at one point. I was leaning over to him and saying, you know, this house might be haunted by spirits, but you know what's missing? The Christmas kind.
Yeah, that was a good line. That was a good one.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, if you have nothing else to say about this episode, let's close it out, because I don't think the listeners want 40 minutes of us just riffing on this episode.
Yeah, because it would have been a pretty good riff episode, I guess. But it's just, it doesn't do horror well. There's some like two or three comedy bits I enjoyed, mm-hmm. but I can't even remember specifically what they were. It's every horror cliche in the book done badly.
Yeah.
Badly.
It's very easy to forget this episode.
Yeah.
Like, we're on our way to the store right now, and I'm completely going to forget about this episode. Yeah. When we go have dinner tonight at my house, I'm going to completely forget about this episode.
Yeah, and then you edit this episode and release it to the public, and I will be like, did we talk about this?
Yeah. Hey, remember that X-Files we did? Yeah. Oof, it was terrible.
Is your computer haunted?
No, I don't remember it. But yeah, okay, well, X-Files, this episode, I mean, I like the X-Files, but this episode, no go. Lasso, what do you think?
Skip it. Just solely, if you're a fan of the X-Files, skip this. If you are not a fan of the X-Files, why are you even watching this episode? Like, it's really, really, like I said, it does horror badly. It does it doesn't establish anything you can relate to. Mm-mm. It's just throwing a bunch of stuff at you and see what sticks.
Nothing.
Yeah, it really nothing at all. And even the actors seem to want to get out of it. Like they talk in this boring droning tone at mm-hmm. the end and in the conclusion, and it's just. If even they don't seem to enjoy this, and except for like I said, at Asna and Lily Tomlin, they seem to be having fun, and some of their antics are infectious. But it's really, you don't get what you're supposed to be afraid of. You don't get these entities. You don't get if they even are entities. At one point, it kind of gets like into Death Becomes Her territory, with really cheesy effects and. I mean, you can even see like her when you're looking through a hole in his head, and you see Gillian Anderson. You can see her face kind of like warping as if you're looking through a spyglass or something.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody couldn't even do these kind of effects right. It's just all around freaking boring and terrible, and that's really without wanting to be like the total Grinch of this whole show, but. It had to happen eventually, and this one I really kind of hated.
Yeah. As a final word, I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now, and it says the Michigan Daily writer, Melissa Runstorm, she gave this episode, she said that it is, she identified it as the weakest episode of the sixth season. I haven't seen the sixth season, but I can pretty much guarantee that, yeah, this is the weakest one.
Yeah. There's nowhere else to go but up from here.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. Well, sorry for the short show, but if you have any questions, comments, or you want to argue with us about this X-Files episode, maybe you can write in and explain it to us a little bit more.
Yeah, because actually it's great when we finally came across something we don't like, because negative stuff always gets some kind of reaction, always gets some kind of fan response.
Yeah.
And so that will all just draw more attention to ourselves with weird Twitter headlines. 90s Christmas podcast hate the X-Files.
Stuff yes, like that. I could already see that coming.
Only no press is bad press.
Yeah. But yeah, if you have any questions, comments, want to suggest anything for your future show, just don't suggest this one. You can hit us up at 90schristmaspodcast@gmail.com. That's 90s for 90schristmaspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/90schristmaspod. And we are on Twitter at 90schristmaspod. If you can, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. We're on Stitcher now. We're starting to show up in a lot of different places. Trying to get us into Spotify, which we need your help. We need more reviews because that I think they see that. They see downloads. They see a lot of different stuff to determine if it's going to go on Spotify or not. So leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe, download, tell your friends that if they love Christmas, they need to be listening to this podcast. Or if they even if they love the 90s, they got to be listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, Lasse, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Lasse Vogt. My own podcast is called Fans About Films. You can find that on SoundCloud and iTunes. And I have a YouTube channel, The Deppert, and I write German soundtrack reviews for scoregeek.wordpress.com. Please contact us, dear friends. Please leave us a like, leave us a comment. Every kind of review or critique or recommendation helps.
It sure does. So I hope you guys are enjoying these Halloween themed It's a 90s Christmas podcast episodes. We got maybe one, maybe two more left for you. The next one, I hope it's good. I really do. I haven't seen it yet, but I hope it's good.
It can't be more boring than this.
It definitely can't. So yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Sorry for the negativity, but it had to happen eventually. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night.